I'm finally ready to break my silence about something. I don't care what portion of my audience this may alienate. I'm angry. I'm livid about the way the town is responding to the Honecar's proposed projects here in Laguna Beach. Last week, for the first time, an artist rendering and a full proposal of what's being tentatively called the Museum Hotel, which is that whole stretch of Coast Highway where Royal Hawaiian is now, opposite Laguna Art Museum, was released. Somebody, of course, posted it on the very toxic Laguna Locals Facebook page, and yet again, the bashing commenced. First of all, I want to emphasize the one thing that Hasty said nearly, literally 100 times on this post regarding this proposal, is that it is just something. It's just putting something out there to start the conversation so that the design review process can begin. It is by no means the final design. I want to say that clearly so everybody knows, because she's having a lot of trouble getting that message across. Many people think this was approved, that it's going to be built tomorrow, that bulldozers are going to start digging under Cliff Drive this afternoon. That's not the case. It's just a start. We are lucky, Laguna Beach, that we have developers who care so much about this community that they are even bothering to involve us in the conversation. You know they don't have to do this, right? They don't have to care what we think. They could make this conversation only between them and city council and design review and never even speak to us. That's how a lot of things in Laguna Beach get built. The Honecars are being accused of being Newporty or Irvine or not from Laguna. They're just as local as you and me. They've lived here as long as you have. And I will say this, just because they don't look like you, just because they're not white, is that your definition of local? Hasty has been accosted on the street by people at the grocery store who said, "Go back to Iraq." First of all, she's Persian. Second of all, this is the town we live in, where unless Sam Goldstein or Joe Hanauer or Greg McGillivray are building a building, we hate it. Unless Mark Christie, God bless him, is buying something, we hate it. That's not fair. Other people have lived here for a long time, and they might not look like us, but they've got money, and they've got vision, and they've got the willpower to pull this off. What are you doing, complaining armchair online quarterback that hates everything that comes out? What are you doing besides complaining? What are you doing for our community? They're doing something, and they want to involve us. We should be grateful. Secondly, regarding the design, everybody hates it. I say everybody with a grain of salt, but it feels like everybody who comments on this Facebook post. Everybody hates it because it's made of glass. That's the number one complaint. It's a lot of glass. Looks like the airport. Hey, folks, Laguna Art Museum is also made of glass, and it was founded in 1918. It's the original Laguna Beach business. It's not made of stucco and shingles. It doesn't look like the lumber yard. It looks like a modern take on old Laguna. That's okay. And here's the most important thing that people aren't realizing. It doesn't really even matter what this building looks like. It matters what it does for our community. It matters what it brings to our town. It matters, first of all, something that nobody's talking about, that it's going to create hundreds of parking spots. Parking is an epidemic in Laguna, and the city's not fixing it, and a private citizen is offering to do it with his own money, and we hate it. Why wouldn't we love that? It's creating parking, and secondly, it's bringing life to a dead downtown, to a dead village. What are you holding on to? What are you remembering? It's not here anymore. I'm 30 years old. I've lived here for 9 years, and I don't do anything in Laguna because I can't, and I'm done with the Dirty Bird. I don't want to go to the Dirty Bird anymore. Bring me something cool. Bring me a speakeasy. Bring me a lounge. Bring me a food hall. Bring me fast casual gourmet restaurants like I can get in Santa Ana or Costa Mesa. I don't come to Laguna Beach. I don't live in Laguna Beach so I can stare at City Hall and the lumber yard and admire the architecture. Every time I drive by the Holiday Inn, I want to throw up. It's horrifying looking. If you think old Laguna is yellow stucco, then you're just complaining for the sake of complaining. Whether or not you think the Museum Hotel design looks beautiful doesn't matter. It's the fact that you should be grateful for the conversation to contribute to Laguna's future. You should be nice to these people that are spending all their time, money, and energy on making this happen. And by the way, people think this is some kind of development cash grab. If the Honokars wanted to make money, they would do this anywhere else. Anywhere where people welcomed the change. Anywhere where they didn't have to fight tooth and nail to make it happen. If they built this in Riverside, it would have been done 3 years ago, and they would be making money already. They're spending so much money to make this happen, not because it's going to pay off, because they care about this community, and this is what they want to see change. And Laguna's future depends on their projects. The Honokars welcome your conversation. They welcome your feedback. You can go to their showroom in North Laguna to see the projects and talk to them in person and stop berating these people online. If I hear that it doesn't look like Laguna one more time, I'm going to get even angrier than I am right now. Appreciate this opportunity. Use it. But stop focusing on the glass. Focus on the community. Focus on what it's going to bring to our town. And play nice.